You're listening to Boise State Public Radio. After the recent State of the Union address from the president, we're keeping our own local tradition alive and bringing you the third annual State of the Station with General Manager Tom Michael. Tom, glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
You are going to be catching us up on some of the big events and initiatives the radio station has been working on. 2018, definitely something of a banner year for Boise State Public Radio. We started our talk show, Idaho Matters, and we watched the Mountain West News Bureau come into its own. So how are those projects coming along?
Oh, those have been big projects for us. In February, we launched that Mountain West News Bureau, which was a collaboration across the region, states, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado. These were reporters talking about issues like wildfires, national parks, ski resorts. And then in April, the launch of the noon weekday show, Idaho Matters, hosted by Gemma Gaudette with producers Rich Copeland and Samantha Wright. It's a news magazine slash interview show, public affairs show at the heart of the day. And many people have passed through the doors, have been on that program. And then in September, it was a two-year grant for Guns in America. This is a specific reporting on gun issues here in the state, and it's a reporting collaborative across 10 stations nationally, and it's based at WAMU, which is the member station for Washington, D.C.
Right. I mean, we got to talk about our Guns in America reporter, Heath. I mean, this guy is pretty impressive background here. He was with Stars and Stripes. He's been all over the world, so what a find for us.
Heath Drusen, former newspaper reporter, in fact, with the Idaho Statesman years ago. Great find for us. He covered the U.S. military abroad. He's done stories already on AR-15s, on bump stocks, on gun activists, Second Amendment activists. It's been very interesting.
Yeah, so somebody who definitely knows what they're talking about when it comes to firearms and sort of, you know, the world that moves in and lives in. So we've highlighted a few of the on-air initiatives and, you know, some of the new people that you hear on our air. Big shout out, of course, to Gemma as well. But what sorts of things have gone on behind the scenes to improve the station over the last year?
Sure. And this is listener-supported radio, and people hear a lot of the changes that we make, but a lot they may not hear. There's been this large three-year grant called the MJ Murdoch Charitable Trust. It was a $500,000 project that we've been slowly chipping away at. And they may not know, we have new transmitters now for KBSU and KBSX. Those are our music and news stations in the Treasure Valley, as well as our station in Twin Falls, KBSW. Brand new equipment.
Well, when we do one of the top of the hour identifiers, we say an HD transmitter. So that means it's coming in clear for some of our listeners.
Well, it's better fidelity, more reliability. Doesn't break down as much. These are brand new transmitters.
You say you're crossing your fingers as you say that.
Of course, things always happen. A lot of weather here in Idaho. I will say about the HD on some newer model cars, try this if you're driving. If you have an HD radio and you're in the Treasure Valley and you go to 90.3 FM, see if you have a subchannel, HD2, HD3. Some people have them at home as well.
Huh. All right. Well, if you're out there in the car, check it out. As we said earlier, I mean, you know, 2018, we have seen a lot of change and a lot of big projects get underway here at the station. What sorts of things are we looking at for 2019? New synergistic partnerships, big grants, what's coming down the pipe?
No big grants coming down the pipe, but audience involvement projects have increased. We have something called Another Round, where we've gone to Ontario. We've met our listeners in McCall. We've got one coming up at Payette Brewing next Thursday, in fact, in Boise. Also, Want to Know Idaho, it's a listener-driven news initiative. It includes your questions about Stibnite Mine, poop at the Boise Zoo, the airport, statues around the state capitol, and also news panels. Like you said, we had partnerships last year with HuffPo and with Idaho Statesman over growth and Medicaid expansion, and we're looking for more of that.
Highbrow to lowbrow to everything in between.
Exactly.
So, any other final thoughts? What are your personal goals for the upcoming year?
Well, we have strategic planning, and that's a lot of internal station discussions. We're covering the legislature right now, and our broadcast society is new and improved, and that is a level of membership that's $1,000 and up. And we hired someone to manage that project named Shalan Lippincott, who has been a wonderful addition to our team. So that's been exciting. It's keeping us busy. This is member-supported public radio. We're always interested to hear from our listeners, too.
Well, Tom, thanks much for sitting down and recapping the big events here at the station in 2018 and mapping out what's ahead in 2019.
Good to be here.
That was Tom Michael, the GM at Boise State Public Radio, providing his annual State of the Station update.